This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, the Supreme Court hears arguments over whether Donald Trump can remain on the ballot in this presidential election year. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The justices are hearing Trump's appeal of a Colorado Supreme Court ruling that keeps him off the state's primary ballot because he violated a rarely invoked Civil War-era constitutional amendment barring those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. The High Court has never before considered what's known as the insurrection clause. And is moving faster than usual in taking up this case, with the decision possible relatively soon. Many legal observers expect the court to reverse the Colorado ruling rather than removing Trump from the ballot. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The search continues for five Marines after their helicopter went down during stormy weather in the Southern California mountains. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is returning home to the U.S. from the Middle East. Still hopeful, he says, that there can be progress in a proposed ceasefire deal in the Israel-Hamas war. AP correspondent Joseph Fetterman is in Jerusalem.
So those efforts are going to continue. In the meantime, Hamas says it will send a delegation to Egypt to work on these negotiations. So while Blinken leaves empty-handed in the short term, there is still some cautious optimism that a deal could soon be reached.
The AP's Joseph Fetterman. Now to that U.S. drone strike that blew up a car in Baghdad, Iraq's capital. The U.S. military says it killed a high-ranking commander of the powerful Kataib Hezbollah militia, who is responsible, says the military, for directly planning and participating in attacks on American troops in the region. That's according to the U.S. military. The Earth set a heat record in January, says the European Climate Agency. This is AP News. Now to that Justice Department investigation into President Biden and classified documents.
The Justice Department has completed their investigation into President Joe Biden's handling of classified documents. Attorney General Merrick Garland says that the special counsel investigating President Joe Biden's handling of classified documents has completed his inquiry, and a report is expected to be made soon. Garland did not detail the conclusions of the report from Special Counsel Robert Hur, but did say that he was committed to disclosing as much as possible once the White House completes a review of the document for potential executive privilege concerns. The years-long investigation centered on the improper retention of classified documents from Biden's time as a U.S. Senator and as Vice President. Sensitive records were found at his Delaware home and at a private office. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.